back into the Audacious Appraisal. The first episode that I had here was speaking about school choice amongst other political topics. Today, I want to reset because we are going into a new school year with new challenges. With all the happenings going on in the world and more specifically our nation, we can't forget about education, which seems like it keeps falling through the cracks. With all of the arguing and the bickering and the fighting that's going on amongst the politician and decision makers, it seems as though our children in our education system, they're taking a back seat to all of the other things that we have going on. If we are not careful, our educational system will fall. It is falling, but things can be much worse than it is, and it's getting that way. This school year presents to us as parents and educators and just the public in general, it presents to us a new set of challenges that we must face as a nation. This problem is bigger than most of us realize, and I understand that not all of us really care about this subject. Not all of us really are invested into what's going on in our public school sector. And some of us have our children in private schools. Some of us have our children in charter schools. No matter, it affects us all. It matters not what side of the aisle that you are on. It matters not what political affiliation that you're choosing. For me, I'm not here to convince you either way. I'm here to advocate for our children and our educational system. For those of us who really care and those of you who want to know, in order to find out what the problem in our public system is, in our public school system is, we have to peel back the layers. From my viewpoint and experience, there are two major problems that's going on in our educational system right now. And one is there's a mass exodus happening with our educators. Number two, our children today are facing challenges that we did not have to face or any generation before us. Going into this school year, please don't forget about your teachers. Please don't forget about those of us who work in the school system, because many of us are talking about leaving the school system for one reason or another, whether that's the increasing emotional demands, the constantly changing teaching methods and curriculum, the long working hours with excessive workload, the inefficient pay and benefits, or just feeling undervalued. If you talk within the teacher circles, you hear at least 50% of them speaking about retiring or leaving earlier than first anticipated because of all of the things that I mentioned before. And the best thing that we can do is to support our teachers. We need to make sure our voices are heard, making sure that our teachers are paid, they're not overworked, and they're given the resource that they need in order to educate our children, because our children are learning more than just the A's and B's. Our children are learning to be productive adults or productive humans. And today, since there's a mental health crisis with our children, that's another layer that our children, well, that's another part of the work that's necessary and it must be done. Somewhere, someone is listening to this or watching this and saying, why do I need to care about teachers leaving the field? Why do I need to care about teachers quitting and choosing other things to do? Why do I need to care? How does that affect me? I'll tell you. When effective teachers leave the field, they are replaced with either novice teachers, paraprofessionals, or just placeholders until they can get someone in that's lost instructional time. Here's another effect. When we don't have enough teachers in the buildings, let's say there are 700, 800 children in a school. Well, there's a law that says that for every teacher, there has to be a certain amount of students. Well, if you don't have enough teachers, how's that going to affect your child in packed classrooms where the instruction time is lost, one, and the effectiveness is lost because because that teacher or that educator who normally would have, let's say, 15 to 20 students, right now, because of the lack of teachers, they're having to have 28 children in one room. That's a problem. It's very difficult to teach 28 children in at one time. And if you've never done it, please reserve your opinion, because it is very difficult. I've done it, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone who really loves to do what they do, who really loves to teach, because you want to give as many children as possible that personal care and touch when it comes to this education. If there are 28 or more students, you're less likely to reach you're less likely to reach that one that really needs to be reached, as opposed to having a classroom between 15 and 20 students. You have more time. You have more time to teach each one. You have more time to give the children that personal time that they may require. So you really have to think about what's going on in your public schools as it relates to how many teachers do they have? How many teachers are certified? How many teachers are in the school in general? So we all have, if we have children and you have your children in public schools, you have to be, or private schools, whatever schools, you have to be invested in this. This is something that affects us all. So please think about it in that way. The other part of this equation that I mentioned earlier, it's about our children. Our children are facing digital distractions. They're facing political polarization. And most importantly, they're facing a mental health crisis. With the proliferation of smartphones, social media, and the internet, our children are facing a world of distractions that we could never dream of facing. Mostly because when we were children, we didn't have smartphones and we didn't have internet, most of us. And the age that I am, I know we didn't have smartphones until I was well within high school. So we didn't have the distractions. So we can't beat our children down because we didn't have some of the distractions that they now have access to. But at the same time, it's an issue that we need to deal with. And it gets worse every year because technology keeps getting better. So it's a bit of a blessing and a curse, because they get to have access to information that we didn't have, but at the same time, it makes them, and for lack of a better phrase, it makes them mentally weaker, and it makes them mentally a little bit more lazier. And that's just the truth about it. I'm not shaming anyone, and I'm not bashing our children. I want to just speak facts here. And there's another thing that I think that we don't talk about as much when it comes to our children, and that's that political polarization. Our children are in the very dense and tense political climate where they are being pushed to choose between one side or the other in a way that we have never been pressed to do. So although I know a lot of us, when it comes to politics, are very sensitive, we need to make sure that our kids understand the world around them and making sure they are supported, because that can also tie back into all of these things, tie back into mental health for our children. The pressures that they face with the politicalization of schools, with the social media aspect, all of that plays into mental health aspect. And away again, and I say this over and over because it's very important, they're facing a level of mental health issues that we didn't have to face in general. And I'm not saying that we didn't face any, but as a generation, we did not face it at the level to which our children are facing it. My call to action is this: all stakeholders, please prioritize teachers' retention. Advocate for policy changes at the local, state, and federal levels. Value supporting our teachers in this educational system. Value making sure our children receive all of the mental health and educational needs that they need. We spoke today about the importance of making sure we have advocates in our educational system. We spoke today about the importance of unifying and why it's important to make sure that our teachers are retained, that good teachers are retained, and that we aren't dismissive of the voices of these educators and the problems and issues that our children face in our public school systems. I want to thank each and every last one of you for joining me today, and let's keep the conversation going. I want to make sure that we're speaking and our voices are heard, and the more we're speaking, the louder it gets, and the right people will hear the voices of the advocates for education. Stay audacious and keep advocating. Peace.